Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. I'm wondering, Brant, what you think about this. Why are we so attracted to anger? And sometimes, and I know people have said this to you before, we like the way anger fuels us. You know, like people say, I get a lot done when I'm mad. But why are we so attracted to anger?
I think what we love more than anything, and I think advertisers understand this, marketers, slick preachers, unfortunately, can even understand this. We just want to feel good about ourselves. Ultimately, that's what it comes down to. Now, that's not maturity, but that is how a lot of us tick. And anger allows us to think we're better than the other person.
Wow.
It really does. Now, at first, it hits us naturally. It's very natural to get angry. I mean, that's utterly understandable. It's fight or flight at first. We feel threatened by something, and we get angry. But the temptation, and it is a temptation because it becomes sin at this point, the temptation is to think that we should hold on to it. Because what this other person did is wrong. It makes us feel better because we're inherently right. It's the height of self-righteousness. I'm self-right. They're wrong. Forgetting all that I'm wrong for, but the idea that I'm entitled to sit on a throne and hold on to anger against this other person in spite of the fact that I'm every bit as guilty in the eyes of God is, I think it makes us feel better about ourselves, makes us feel a little superior. And by the way, people say Christians are judgmental. I just saw an article in a Christian magazine. Why are Christians so judgmental? Like, it's because everybody is. I don't actually think Christians are more judgmental than anybody else. I think everybody's self-righteous by nature. In fact, the less Christian a society becomes, like ours, the more judging it becomes. That's why the internet is filled with more outrage. It's not because we're more Christian. You know, anger is the easiest thing to do. Self-righteousness is utterly natural. Now you're judged on everything. You're judged. We probably have the most judgmental culture in the history of the world when it comes to how we look. There's never been a more judgmental culture, and the more we walk away from Christ, the more judgmental we become as a culture. So it's not like it's just a Christian thing at all, but anger makes people, whether they're believers or not, it makes people feel superior. At least I recycle. You know, at least I respect the environment by taking a shorter shower than you do. At least I eat from Whole Foods, organic stuff. At least, you know, I don't participate in the patriarchy like you do. Like, there's a million different ways to be judgmental, and we all can have our thing.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.